The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Bad ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here, Duct Tape Dave. Shouts to BMD, he pulled back up on us, and it's time for a Big Facts Friday. What the hell is going on with everybody? What the hell is going
What's
on?
Happening?
What's up? What are we doing, Jay? Let's jump straight into it.
Okay, so what we're talking about today is arrogance versus confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And the textbook definition of arrogance states that arrogance is the quality of being arrogant. So I guess we have to define arrogant. Which means
like synonymous with cocky. Arrogance is like being
arrogance
cocky.
Is having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities.
Yeah.
So basically thinking that you're more important than what you really are. Yeah. And the Urban Gerben definition is
that's great.
The assumption that one's self-worth is far superior to others, a false sense of pride. Foolishly believing that everyone is inferior to you, looks up to you, and should bow down to your graces.
That's, what'd you say that?
That's right on the money.
What is it?
The urban definition of arrogance.
Let me hear it one more time.
The assumption that one's self-worth is far superior to others, a false sense of pride, foolishly believing that everyone is inferior to you, looks up to you, and should bow down to your graces.
Foolishly believing.
I don't think nobody should be arrogant.
There ain't nobody arrogant then. Nobody shouldn't be arrogant then. That's the definition. What the other definition was?
Confidence.
The other definition was having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities.
Having or revealing
an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities.
So really, arrogance is delusional.
Right.
Yeah, it's delusional. And I'm kind of really
What if you add up to everything that you're saying?
That's what I just
But if
said.
The arrogance is justified, then
you're still arrogant.
You're still arrogant.
How's arrogant? I'm saying.
You can win. Like, people win different. Some people win and say, hey, I won. Some people win like, God damn it, I told you I was going to win. Fuck you, nigga, I won. It's arrogant.
Yeah.
It's the way that you win. It's the way that you are who you are.
Yeah.
Hold up. Say it one more time.
I don't think that's arrogant, though.
Say it one more time.
That is arrogant.
Say it one more time.
What I'm saying is some people win and say, I won. Or they're happy they won or whatever it is. But some people are like, I won, nigga. Fuck you. You ain't shit. I'm the best ever. It's an arrogant statement. You won a game. That don't mean you're
basically
the best ever.
Just shitting on people.
This
so,
shit.
You know, so is Michael Jordan arrogant?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think if you asked him, he would say it.
He arrogant.
But does he, is his arrogance delusional? Warranted?
As you bring up confidence, come on.
Okay, so,
is he delusional?
I just say.
No, I don't think, they didn't put delusional in that confidence. Definition.
I just say it, so arrogant, basically you delusional, right?
No, because your arrogance foolish is based says, off of something.
Foolish. What's foolish about Michael Jordan believing. Being feeling like he did?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think the definition for arrogance needs to be revisited.
Does he have an argument that he's...
He has the argument.
Yeah,
so for sure. How is that arrogance or foolishness?
Or foolishly believing?
That's not the only part. That's not the only part of the definition, though.
But I'm saying,
but that's a part of the
definition.
That's
a part of it.
Read it one more time, Quinn.
Please do.
Because okay. Arrogance is
so the
bigger
urban
than
definition
what you are.
That we are debating EB. Currently is the assumption that one's self-worth.
Ho, let's stop right there.
Assumption.
Stop right there.
Assumption.
How is he arrogant? He's not assuming that he's Michael Jordan. He is Michael Jordan.
He's Michael Jordan. He's not saying he's Michael Jordan.
Hold up, but that's the definition. Say,
we know he's Michael Jordan.
Hold up.
He's assuming that he's the best ever. That's an assumption until you have sat down and validated it.
But what makes you the best ever?
You can't ever validate some shit like that.
Really validate
people are constantly
that.
Being born.
So that just make you.
I'm saying that's. That,
we can
that,
say
that
he won the most. We won the most this or has the most.
That
points.
Has ever been thus far to this point.
Okay, what makes you the best in basketball? Like, what's the accolade?
Numbers.
Man, stats. Numbers.
Numbers.
Some people would say stats and numbers. Some people would say championships.
Championships is what it is.
Got better numbers than Tom Brady, but ain't nobody got
championships.
You can't
say championships because championships are a team effort. And if you got a sorry ass team, you can still be the best.
Nah, you can't be the best.
Mm-hmm. You got to get no rings in there, though.
He can't be the best.
You gotta win.
He ain't never felt the best game.
I was gonna say, I'm the best rapper, but I ain't never sold no music.
Yeah, it's a little bit of all of it. But
you gotta put them numbers
arrogance,
in there.
Arrogance, you feeling like you superior or you trying to belittle. Like you said, if I win and I'm shitting on you, like, yeah, I told y'all, fuck niggas, I was gonna win.
But
so
what if he's saying, fuck niggas told you that you weren't gonna
that's
be
like arrogant behavior. Two, it's in the same family.
Hold on, but if I work hard, let me understand this now. If I bust my ass, shoot a billion free throws, mm-hmm. and I shoot, and my records say that I'm 100% for the season, and after that I'll be like, I knew I was going to do that shit because I had them stayed down all the time. Fuck you, me, I'm the best to ever shoot free throws.
That was a confident statement until you said I'm the best to ever shoot free throws.
I am if I'm the only one that don't win 100%.
Yeah, for sure. If it's statistically proven
that's
on
what I'm
paper.
Saying, so how is that arrogance?
It is, no, there's arrogant. No arrogance. Yeah.
If I say, fuck y'all other niggas who shoot free throws. Nigga, I'm the nigga who shoot the best free throws.
So what you said is, can you still be arrogant as you state the facts? I still think you can
if
be
you
arrogant stating the facts.
Back it up. Like
you
said,
back it up.
If Floyd Mayweather say I'm the best, he never lost. He
you can say the facts in an arrogant way.
But he's breaking out facts. Is Floyd or arrogant?
Floyd arrogant.
Like,
But he bagging it up.
He's bringing out facts.
I thought they said arrogant is... assuming. Let's look at the definition. Let's go back to the definition.
It depends on what he's assuming. If he's assuming I'm that nigga and I'm whooping ass and I'm a great boxer, one of the greatest of all time, then that's fine. But if he's assuming,
dismiss the definition.
If he's assuming,
that's what the definition says.
It depends on what he's assuming.
He's assuming he's the best ever.
Okay,
he's not assuming shit. He's saying he's arrogant because. Floyd say he's arrogant because ain't nobody booked my ass.
Right.
So what is the definition say? You're assuming so he's not arrogant. He's something else.
What is he?
If the definition say
cocky,
read it again.
Confident.
Cocky. Let's read the confidence.
Maybe it's cocky.
That's confident.
We need more phones.
Somebody
pull up cocky, please.
Confidence is the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Firm trust. The state of feeling certain about the truth of something, A feeling of
ho. We just found out what they were.
Nah, yeah.
Ho. Fuck on, man. Read that second line over again, please.
She's explaining it correctly.
Okay. The state of feeling certain about the truth of something.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say, y'all nigga been getting knocked, y'all nigga know what that mat tastes like. I don't. Y'all nigga done went sleeping in front up on them lights. Yeah, I haven't.
That's cool.
I think.
But if you say the greatest ever.
On arrogance and confidence, it's a very, very, very thin line.
No, it's. Nah. It's what y'all call it, subjective, right?
Yeah, I think if you can statistically back up your arrogance, if you can statistically back up your arrogance, it turns into confidence, I feel like.
Just
like,
think about it. Floyd said, but we just asked the question.
Is Floyd Mayweather arrogant? You guys said yes.
I think so.
I said no.
Because okay, if he said he's the best ever.
But listen to these definitions. Listen to these definitions.
But he's, when you speak about somebody being arrogant, I said it wrong. I don't think necessarily that he's arrogant, but he's confident about his accomplishments.
The reason why people are saying he's arrogant because he's the opposite of humble, whatever that is.
Listen to what I'm saying, though. If Floyd Mayweather say he the greatest ever,
I'm talking about off his compliments. He was a humble person in real life. Maybe I don't know. I never met him. But what I'm saying is, people, the perception of the person Floyd Money Mayweather that we have, he's arrogant due to what?
Due to his boxing
abilities. He's not saying I'm the tallest nigga in the world. No, I can climb. That's assuming.
It becomes arrogant.
That's arrogant
if he says he's the best ever. Let me break it down and tell you why.
What he's saying.
If he says he's the best ever, and then let's say Mike Tyson says he's the best ever, then how do we settle this best ever?
Numbers.
They got to fight.
No, numbers. We ain't even the same goddamn. We don't do the same.
That's what I'm saying. So you can't be the best ever.
It's not the same. Okay.
Let's see. Floyd never lost.
Tyson is the best ever. To ever come from where we come from, bro. These schlongs, he the goat of just
coming resilient. From nothing.
He resilient than a motherfucker. He can't break this nigga. He the goat of that. He the best of that. When we talk about these hands and touching that mat, Floyd Mayweather is the best to ever do this.
Sugar Ray Leonard
and to
lose.
Get this money.
Never lose. Yo, for the money.
And to get the money. The business, everything.
Business for sure.
So what the fuck? I supposed to be cocky, rocky. I worked hard, man. Hard work, dedication to save this shit.
Let me reiterate, there's nothing wrong with being arrogant. You have the choice. You can be arrogant.
Said you're a fool. Read the regular, not the assumptions.
Read the regular. Are
you feeling like arrogant?
Yeah.
What you say, cuz?
Now, if you feeling like you superior to everybody and like motherfuckers beneath me and just the way you saying it, like, yeah.
Okay,
like,
so just because I'm hurting your feelings,
you're arrogant.
If we're talking this boxing shit, you are beneath me.
We're not saying arrogant is
you
bad.
You
gotta
touch that mat.
Yeah. We're not saying arrogant is bad, though. We ain't saying arrogant bad.
I get what you're saying. It's not polite.
Yeah, it's not polite.
No, it's not polite.
You said it in
we're
an arrogant way.
We're talking about arrogance, though. Yeah. We're talking about arrogance and confidence.
The regular definition
of arrogant is having or revealing an exaggerated sense of one's own importance or abilities.
What's exaggerated?
No, but listen. I think in order to get this point across,
and we're just using Floyd just because y'all said he was arrogant, and we know his accolades too. Everybody knows him. Yeah. So this is something that nobody can hide from. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna use. We're not talking about this man's personal life. We don't know Floyd Mayweather. No, we just know he's the best boxer. So that's what we're talking about.
No, listen to what I'm saying. But I think in order for us to get the point across and to get the real gist of this conversation, we got to talk about the conversation that me and you had that day that even brought us to the point.
No, you're right. But we still have to see, before we get there, we still have to see what's arrogant. Like, is the definition wrong? Look at the words that they're using.
Yeah. I think so. After this conversation.
Or is our opinion wrong?
The definition is
Are we calling niggas arrogant because they're not polite?
I don't think arrogant is bad. That's what I'm saying. And none of it said.
But that shit really saying like.
No, it ain't. It said, it said exaggerated.
It's like you exaggerated.
But if I'm not exaggerating, no.
You might be exaggerating if you say you're the best of all time.
How am I not? Name a nigga that sit there and made this paper out of me.
Look, the paper you're right about.
Listen.
It's all the undefeated boxes, right?
Floyd ain't the only undefeated
boxer. Yeah, Sugar Ray, right?
I'm not sure who all else is.
He'll taste that mat too. He'll let him take it.
Floyd,
what about one white man, Rocky Marciano, bro? That shit don't count. That nigga get no money.
But it's other undefeated boxers in the world.
That nigga change boxing. This nigga gonna change boxing, man. Until it become a nigga to do that, it's some niggas on the road to do that.
I wonder,
until a nigga do what Floyd did and make the money Floyd made, that's the nigga. They gonna say he arrogant. Gonna be like, bro, I.
So we're basically not.
I done did better than TBE, nigga.
We're not basing it off of his boxing ability. We're basing it off the amount of money that he's made.
No, we're basing it off of his boxing ability. His boxing ability led him to not touch that mat first. That's how he made the money.
No, I get it.
It's due fact.
That's how he made the money. So that's what he brag on. At the end of the day, my ring IQ is better than anybody. What states that it's not? What states that his ring IQ is not better than anybody else in
but
the ring?
Like I said, it's other people that are undefeated too. So
they ain't fit in knowing they're retired that way. They still taking chances.
Yeah. But see, Floyd just, you know, so like say
Floyd showing y'all nigga. I ain't cut y'all. Floyd showed y'all nigga, bro. I done made the most money.
Yeah.
I done whooped the most ass.
Yeah.
And I'm out this shit still just going overseas, still beating niggas ass for 10 million, 7 million here, just playing this shit. I'm a regular nigga. That's why y'all don't like it, because this ain't what y'all want the face of boxing be. Y'all want to be a nigga like De La Hoya or something.
So you say, according to that definition she read, that ain't no delusion.
That's
that
why
ain't
y'all
no,
popping this shit that's like that. Beat the odds.
You saying that's facts. He can bag it up. That's
yes,
facts.
He can bag up everything he's saying.
So there's no delusion in that. So you saying, how can that be arrogance? He just confident.
Yes.
Okay, I see.
Read confidence again. Confidence just shows you what the nigga is.
Oh, arrogant, man. I don't know.
It sounds arrogant.
I told you.
You want...
Hold on. Show a nigga that can show that he's not doing all those things that he's just saying.
You don't think it's just the bragging aspect?
I got it!
You can brag. It ain't wrong with bragging if you win.
It's not between popping.
Ain't wrong with bragging if you win. That's what you want to do.
It's not polite.
It's just being unpolite. That's what we can say.
It's not polite.
I'm saying due to the definition, because at first, before I heard the definition, really? I thought that was arrogance too.
Yeah.
Now hearing that if we're going off the definition, both definitions say a nigga done they gotta be exaggerating, being delusional, or foolishness, or this or that. So that would make you arrogant, right?
Right.
But the other shit say, talking about some shit you done did, man. That's confident.
He's earned it. I'm that looking at it. He's earned it. I think he spoke on it. I think this conversation has come up with him before. He said, I've earned the right to do what the fuck I want to do.
You're right. You can bag it up, it turns into confidence, right? Because you can bag it up.
But that best ever is a different thing.
I'm the best ever till we see the best ever. Till we see a nigga that beat whatever he did, fitting in those, still beating niggas ass in exhibitions too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still having money after Boston. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I got all my sense. And the boxing fuck niggas up.
You right.
Think about all this.
Right,
I got all my sense. I'm still living, doing everything now.
He got the right to be that.
He got the right. Let your niggas, they fly when niggas deserve
it. He's earned the right.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big facts. Big fat.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, we're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But like when Lil Wayne said he was the best rapper alive, with that arrogance? Or just kind
of, That's arrogance. That's straight arrogance.
Can't be proven.
Yeah, that's straight arrogance because it's some niggas out there fighting you for real, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
You fight, but it's some niggas out there fighting you and doing it. Like Jay-Z still alive?
Yeah.
So that's a toss-up.
But you know what if
saying?
Wayne
had... to make more money than Lil Wayne off rap. These niggas out here that did put out more albums than Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
These niggas that had more platinum albums, more Grammys than Lil Wayne. So he can't, that's arrogance.
But let's say he had the numbers to back it up. Let's say he had the most number one, the most platinum albums.
Then that's company.
Then it turns into
company.
Yeah,
that's company. I'm the best rapper ever. Yeah. Whoever got the most of everything is the best ever, right?
Yeah.
Numbers. It's about numbers, not opinions.
Yeah. You got to have the shit to back it up.
Yeah, that's arrogance saying. It's arrogance saying. I think it's arrogant when you're saying what I'm going to be.
They used to say about our bro, though.
That's arrogant. I don't think that's arrogance, though. I think that's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I understand that, but the way that definition's saying...
You can't back it up, though.
Yeah, the way that definition's saying...
Like, it's arrogance.
It's arrogant.
Becomes otherwise. They used to say that about that. Bro, about Tip. With the King of the South shit.
Yeah.
They used to say he's on some arrogance.
That was arrogant, though.
That was arrogant.
He just stood on it. That was arrogance.
But what happens when it becomes a reality? Was at one point
what made him the King of the South?
The rapper, I think I am the King rapper. I took it as I am the King rapper of the South. I am the number one nigga in the South. He became that,
but he came for some time. He can't back that up on paper. Yeah.
At that time, he was selling the most records and making the most money.
Yeah. Yes.
At the time, he was the King of the South.
He was saying it. Yeah,
he became the King of the South.
That was confidence, but he said it at a time being arrogant.
Your arrogance can become confidence.
That's what I said. Once you can
validate your arrogance, then it turns into confidence.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. But then you have to have confidence in order to be arrogant.
Right, you do. That's fact. You gotta have a little confidence in
it. You gotta believe in yourself in order to be able to pop your shit.
So yeah,
you gotta have a lot of confidence. Like, start with confidence.
But niggas don't. By the definition, we're speaking on by the definitions, right?
Okay, well, fuck the definition.
Yeah,
We can't make our own definition.
Yeah. You know a great example of a GOAT, though, that doesn't, I feel like it's confident not.
How the hell we going to keep saying that up back to the A GOAT?
an example of one of the greatest of all time.
Okay.
How the hell they gonna be?
So what is Denzel Washington? What is he?
He's a damn good actor. He's a legend.
Okay.
He's a legend.
Yeah.
He's not a GOAT or the GOAT. See, you only believe in the GOAT, not a GOAT.
Yeah.
Oh, and then GOAT gotta die.
GOAT shit just started, really. Like, everybody a GOAT now.
Niggas a GOAT at everything.
The GOAT.
You a GOAT at eating pussy. Like, come on, bro. God damn.
But GOAT is greatest. There is like greatest of all time.
Who is the greatest black actor of all time?
Who done made the most money? Cause that's how they. Who done made the most money? Got the most goddamn. Grammy.
Nah, you can't say Oscars because
then greatest comedian of all time might put Kevin Hart there, and I salute to Kevin Hart, but he ain't the greatest comedian.
He can say that and not be being arrogant though.
I feel you.
Even though he win because he humble, he can say that I'm the greatest comedian of all time and not be being arrogant. Cause
see,
who done sold out arenas? Who special do the most numbers? Who do 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 do? Who do 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 do? I can say that. I'm just not that type of nigga because I got respect.
But what about
that inspired me?
But what comedy comes funny is what if a lot of people or certain people don't feel he's the funniest? How can he be the greatest?
Hey,
if he's not the funniest.
More people feel like I was funny than you. More motherfuckers
felt like I was right. I feel
spent
you.
More money on me
than
they spent on the nigga who you think funny.
Well, maybe, hold on. Maybe so it's just like rap. It's just like
Jay
rap.
Don't think I'm funny. I ain't the funniest nigga.
It's just like rap. Like back then, you couldn't even make that type of money off of comedy. Back then, you couldn't even make the type of money today off of rap. That don't mean that them rappers weren't hard.
Bro, that shit mean we talking about 2022.
As of today.
All ancestor elders to the max.
Right.
But every record is meant to be broken. So once a nigga break it, it's his.
See, when you say the best actor, you got to break down the criteria of, like, in any of these cases, you got to break
like
down
the criteria. Because I like Sidney Poitier, like, bro, that shit don't mean that, bro. How much money you made off this shit? Yeah.
But see, that's your criteria that you set and saying, okay, based off of the money. Somebody else might say based off of, the award. Somebody else might say based off of, so first you got to set the criteria
accolades.
What we going by.
The accolade, because I know some niggas up north who didn't get that brain. That break, what'd he say? I know some niggas better than Joy who up north who didn't get that break. That don't mean shit. You not that. That's because you play good hell, you know what I'm saying? On the basketball court, dunking on niggas. That shit don't add up to them, but right now.
But it's some niggas in prison can outball niggas in the NBA.
It's some niggas in prison can out everything niggas on the street.
But they can't pop their shit and say they better than a nigga in the NBA.
Because
they didn't get them.
They
NBA
can, they'll just be arrogant.
Yeah, it's just be arrogant because you ain't proved it. You proved it to yourself, baby.
They might have proved it on the yard. You feel me?
But you got to come play against the best. Play against these niggas putting these numbers up.
I feel you.
You can make a million. You can be shoot like Steph. That shit don't matter until you can prove that you can shoot like Steph. And you're not even on a platform to prove that you can shoot like Steph. Right.
So numbers say.
Numbers.
Let's throw this out before we get into arrogance versus confidence. Numbers say that if he wanted to, right now, Drake could say he's the greatest of all time. Numbers say.
Greatest of all time.
He could say that on paper now.
If we're going by numbers.
Just get that boy a half a billion dollar check or the opportunity to make that.
But shit, I don't see niggas. What and what? You talking about like in just selling records and doing
records? Rapping, I guess.
Nigga had the longest run.
He's a rapper too.
The nigga might well shut up because he is. Okay. Name another nigga that touch a nigga and blow a nigga ass up. The shit the way he
can't
been.
Argue his.
Like, let's be real about this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might not be the number one trendsetter or the number one this, but that nigga is. Mm. But nigga ain't did what you done did yet. What?
Yeah.
But I don't. This crazy thing is, I don't even think he would say that because he's still motivated to do so much more. So he's not arrogant.
Nah, but you got, but we still got to throw a nigga like Jay Num though. Like, them nigga, what kind of number? Like, he doing better number than Jay Num then?
Music numbers? Drake is on some Rolling Stones Beatles
Drake
shit.
Too big.
But he the one then.
Music numbers.
He the one.
Now, I think other people in business have made more money than him in business as a whole.
You talking about like just as an artist?
We're talking about just artistry.
He the one.
There it is.
When you go to breaking them different barriers, bro, I don't even see a nigga who know they the one for real and I'm getting the most money, I'm doing this, I done made the better business decision, not giving a nigga the one when he the one. Mm. When they start calling you the boy, you the one. You had boy. Mm. You get what I'm saying? You the one, bro.
Mm. Yeah, that shit get tricky though. Because like a lot of folks will say, Omarion, the verses they just did, he got the bigger accolades, songs, he the biggest, he better, but when they start singing, a lot of folks saying Mario could sing
it's
better.
It's a pure talent thing,
but
too.
But, bro, you could be the
There's always somebody that'll bust your ass in something.
Yeah.
You could be the best singer
but
in the world.
You
got to
put
the
numbers
voice,
up, what
like,
y'all saying.
Global voice.
Yeah.
But make people cry when you speak.
But until you hit
the
numbers.
That shit don't add up to nothing. It ain't adding up to nothing.
Okay.
Just being real, like, yeah. Okay, what it add up to?
So basically, until you can prove it on paper, hit the numbers, you just arrogant. If you can back it up statistically on paper, then it turns into confidence.
But it ain't even. I think we.
No, but I think you still gotta have confidence to be.
Oh, you got. Yeah, you got. You just said you got to start out with the confidence.
It's such a tricky wordplay though. Like, but you can check. You can change the whole dynamic of what you say by putting "feel like." I feel like I'm the best. That changes it all. Now it's not arrogant. Cause you just put feel like
hush,
I am the best. That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
but you gotta be a nigga
everything.
Like Floyd to say I'm the best.
Well, yeah.
Any nigga feel like he best? I feel like I'm the best at everything. I'm the best at goddamn sleeping, laying down, eating. I'm the best at all kinds of shit. The best at looking at my phone. The best at everything I do. Don't you feel like you the best at everything you
do? You got to feel like that to become that. It start in you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of be arrogant a little bit. Confident a little bit to even get to that point to put it on paper. You see what I'm saying? Floyd had to feel like I'm that nigga to be able to go undefeated like that.
Oh yeah, nah. But like she said, he got down. At the time, he was saying, I don't think he was saying TDE. He was saying money. He was standing in line. I'm money made. First, I was pretty boy. When I was broke, I don't want to talk about no money.
Pretty boy.
I went and came over here and got this money, changed my persona. Start getting money, I'm money made. Mm-hmm. I start beating all these niggas and made more money than all these niggas. Now I'm the best ever. What?
Floyd Mayweather.
That man, he was just confident all the way till he got arrogant, I guess.
Or arrogant till he got confident.
Nah,
he was never arrogant
because
he was always
being. The basis of arrogance is confidence.
And you got to think, that boy mm-hmm. never like been, when we talking about this boxing shit, he never been a nigga that get fouls and be unsportsmanlike.
No, he's a hell of a fighter.
He whoop your ass and tap you on the ass. What he the right kind of athlete.
Yeah, no, he a hell of a nigga. And his work ethic is unmatched.
And sure. He letting the business first, man. Hell on the business. I fight any nigga. Pacquiao, Triple G, whoever with that money.
Yeah.
Floyd handled that business.
Straight up.
But I think, like I said, we need to go into what initially brought us to this point.
But that is being arrogant. And to the definition, I put on my page, I said, if you told somebody that was dealing with you, you're in a relationship, that I should boost your confidence by dealing with me, is that being arrogant? Like, if you told your wife, like, being in a relationship with me should boost your confidence, Is that being arrogant?
I don't think that's arrogant.
No, but that it is arrogant. Due to that. Because what am I?
It's not exaggerating. That's more motivational. Like, yeah. If you see me on
that's
my
what
shit,
I feel like that is, but
if
I'm
you see me on my
looking at that shit, though.
That's how I feel. Shit.
No, if it's arrogant if you say you wouldn't be shit without me. That's arrogant.
Yeah.
No, that's, we know that. That's
fucking. No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. So that's an arrogant statement. But saying,
basically, like the conversation that me and Black had, like offline or whatever, is that if you are in a significant othership, I mean, a significant relationship with your significant other person, and you make that statement to them and they say that you are being arrogant, then that exposes how they truly feel about themselves, because they obviously don't feel like they're an asset to the situation, because if they did, they would feel the same way that you should also feel like something more than what you are because you're dealing with them.
Exactly. I should give you confidence also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like if I said that, if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, damn right. I wouldn't even be fucked with you if you didn't give me the confidence. Give me confidence.
Right.
Right.
Me personally.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That would have been the next reply.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigga, I'm cocky because I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah, some females, you know, when they inside, they all said that take that in. It depends on how you see it, or it depends on, I guess, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. I don't think nothing wrong with that.
Me neither.
You should. Both of y'all should be on this shit.
Especially if you fucking with one of the goats. What y'all say, goats?
One of the goats.
One of the goats. Nah, but I feel like niggas, we gotta figure out.
I feel like pop your shit, but have some receipts. That's how I just feel like.
That's what I'm saying. But if you got receipt that you are the best. What makes you the best?
No, I feel like you should be able to pop your shit, but especially like in a relationship setting, you should pop your shit with a certain amount of tact.
Yeah, tact is subjective too, because then we're going back to people being themselves. Some people just don't have tact. Yeah. The way you say shit.
Yeah, bro.
Some people just don't have it. I feel you, but some people just don't have tact. And I used to be one of them, to be honest. I had to learn myself.
It's like, I feel like, and also to go with that, when you're in a relationship with somebody, meaning that you're in such close quarters with this person for most of the time, like you should know who you're dealing with and know how these people are and why they do what they do, so that you won't get offended by things that are just common practice to them.
All right. I see.
Makes sense. For sure. Right. So basically what you're saying is, If you don't know what you're dealing with, why you dealing with?
Everything is gonna offend you.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be a miserable situation.
You say you take a person for who they is for real. Like if you have what we said in the last episode,
if you're cognizant,
if you're cognizant about the situation, it's like
everything's gonna flow smoothly.
Yeah, I know. Like I know what this is. Like I'm not offended by nothing. Like we just saying earlier about the
Mayweather?
Forgiveness.
Oh, forgiveness, yeah.
Yeah, I already just know what it is. I know what this is. Like, people, I think people just scared to face what shit really be.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Because of how they feel other people are going to think about them.
And sometimes it don't even be that. Yeah, that be the main thing. That's the main thing. And
just like for instance,
you be uncertain. you be trying to be like, that ain't what it is.
Nah.
Denial.
But it's not even about denial. Just like, for instance, like a couple of episodes back, like how Shantae was saying, like, if a nigga and his girl or whatever have their situation going on, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, he doesn't come home a couple of days, whatever, whatever, they cool with that. They get mad, fight about it, make up, figure it out, whatever, whatever. It's not a big deal. But then if they get a family member or something that comes to stay with them for a little while, and then the family member sees that the nigga done come home for a couple of days, now all of a sudden it's a big deal because, and you have to try to act a certain way because of this additional influence, when before y'all were cool and y'all were fine living how y'all normally live. But now that somebody else's opinion is interjected into that, that causes a problem and starts the shit.
Now you're embarrassed when other folks see it.
Right, yeah. But you weren't embarrassed before.
Right, you was.
So why do you give a fuck?
Yeah,
facts.
No, that's
fair. Why you just don't let people come to your house.
No, yeah, it be like that sometimes. Once you get publicly humiliated,
deal with a nigga that goddamn that's gonna even put you
got
in that
an
situation.
Opinion.
No, I said don't even deal with a nigga that's gonna put you in that situation. What I'm trying to see is why do people try to goddamn give people so many chances? Like, why you think that is?
We talked about that last time too with the women.
They just want to see the good.
I know with women. I know when I can't really speak for.
Let's
niggas,
not get off. Let's not get off topic. Let's stay on arrogance, man.
Arrogance was coming.
Yeah, because that shit been taking some relationships.
So arrogance.
That's what they expect from us now. Y'all don't read the comments.
Arrogance. I don't think there's nothing wrong with arrogance or confidence or.
As long as you got the receipt.
I think
like
cockiness
said.
Is a little can be a little shitty.
What's cocky?
I asked
everybody. Arrogance, really? If you ain't got the receipts, arrogance is popping your shit.
It's synonymous with arrogance.
So cocky and arrogant the same thing?
I think cockiness added a little bit of more what she was saying that
but
lack
cocky
of tact
could be a nigga that's no cocky could be a nigga that's actually doing the things that he's doing.
We're about to find out.
But just shit, nigga, I'm doing it.
Right.
Okay,
I'm
so
the best at what I'm doing, but I'm doing something.
So the textbook definition of cocky is conceited or arrogant. Especially in a bold or impudent way.
The arrogance is here. Cockiness is here. That's what I was saying. Like,
cockiness is on 10
that's
of arrogance.
Arrogance on steroids, yeah.
And
so that just like you just totally disrespectful.
Can't no nigga see me ever.
Yeah, cocky is borderline disrespectful.
Ain't nobody shit but me. Can't know what.
And then the urban.
Look, Floyd.
The urban
again.
Definition
again,
of cocky.
Floyd is retired. Is he retired?
Is someone who thinks that they're better than everyone and always talks shit.
You think he'll fight some of these young niggas?
The urban definition.
You think he'll still fight for some of these young niggas?
It don't even make sense for me to fight these young niggas.
For what?
Then you can't be cocky.
I just want to go see if I can get beat up.
I'm saying that if you still feel like you that, you got to prove it.
I ain't still.
Or are you saying you used to be that?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
And I'm still that with the money. Y'all need to make some money.
Yes, I feel you. I'm with you.
Y'all need to make some money. That's just like saying goddamn LeBron. I mean, Michael Jordan finna go play one of these little young niggas who jumping out the gym 1-on-1.
Yeah, I got you.
That don't even make sense. Nah. But young nigga, you still ain't did nothing. You gotta go tow the team.
Yeah.
You gotta go build some careers. You gotta go build a city.
Yeah.
He's right. Built Chicago.
Mm.
Facts.
On the sports shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a mind them folks still getting niggas. Them y'all niggas get drafted to the Bulls. They going there because Jordan with them. I'm gonna go do this what he did.
Yeah.
Mm.
So all the niggas that's saying they it and they ain't got the paperwork to back it up, so we saying they just arrogant.
Maybe cocky.
Or delusion.
Nah, I was just gonna say they arrogant.
All that shit.
Cause that cocky just on 10. I say cocky on 10, ain't nobody on 10. Cause that disrespect.
Yeah.
But niggas get cocky. It appears. It depends on what's going on and why I'm wearing one certain set.
I think if an arrogant, if that's in them, like you say, is something that's in them. I think if an arrogant, certain type of arrogant person keep winning, they become cocky.
I just think when people be cocky, it's just like they cocky on the other person because they're like the opposite. You know what I mean? They're like the people who they like. If you beefing with somebody, then we'll be extra cocky on them.
Mm.
Yeah,
you can be.
Yeah, y'all think
you
just ain't living cocky.
Yeah.
I think cocky is
you're being cocky.
Yeah,
you just being cocky.
Yeah,
ain't nobody acting.
Yeah, you're not just. I hope you're not just
living cocky.
Nobody.
Cocky is
it might be some niggas like that though.
Describing
cockiness is the state though, right?
Cockiness is the state, but cocky, just the word. Is technically an adjective describing the state of your arrogance.
Got you. But we've heard people say that's a cocky ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a cocky ass feeling.
They probably caught it one episode.
Popping your shit.
Yeah.
On 10.
I mean, personally, I don't never give a fuck or be caring about how people feel about themselves. You got that God given right. If whether I agree or not.
Pop it.
That's your God given right.
And then it's just
like, I don't see people say they was going to be that, and I might not believe they was going to be that, and they became that.
Oh, no, you got to do what you got to do. Fuck how a nigga feel. Yeah. Cocky, arrogant, confident, whatever it is, nigga, do what you need to do to be in your purpose.
Your
pocket. Nigga, pocket.
Yeah, that's part of your journey.
Whatever you got to do, do it. Fuck them.
It's part of your journey.
So do you think you should be humble? Or should you just
some niggas, pop it depends. Whatever it is that work for you. Yeah. Like if humble is what gets you there, then cool. Yeah. But if cockiness is what give you your drive, be cocky. If humble would give you your drive, be humble.
Like, I think about it. Could you imagine a arrogant, cocky ass Michael Jackson or a humble ass Muhammad Ali?
I can deal with both though. I can deal with a humble person or a cocky person.
For sure, I'll be the same, but it's part of their personality. Yeah. Muhammad Ali gonna pop that shit.
But I can't deal with a delusional person. Like you popping some shit that ain't even popping.
Ain't even making sense. And then, huh?
Yeah, when you ain't got no receipts.
It don't even add up. You lying.
Gotta have receipts.
Gotta have a receipt. That's a part of piping it. That's a part of piping it. You that what you did. We did this.
But some of the young people jumping off the porch, just I'm it.
Yeah. You do be it though.
And the receipts?
I'm saying receipts is good. If you ain't it, if you ain't got there getting no money out of that shit, bro. If I just came from zero money, got there no money, no shoe, no nothing, fucked up, and I'm now getting $5,000-$10,000 a show, I am it from where I'm from.
I'm it.
Fuck right. What you mean? I'm dead.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn. I ain't never sold nothing. I'm it.
Yeah. Right. I can't.
My circumstance, I just beat the odds. I'm it. Because this the it is he going to get from right my way.
It's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But ain't nothing wrong with being whatever you want to be.
A delusional ass nigga is a nigga who's sent somewhere rapping or doing something, but feeling like I'm the best to ever do this shit. Why y'all just can't see it? But we can't see it.
Right. Waiting for somebody else to come make everybody else see it instead of
that's
trying to make people see it. Yeah. In any talent. Rapping, rapping.
Them big facts.
Talent is not, that's not what's going on here, sir.
Right.
All right.
For sure.
Even though you could be talented.
Yeah.
But you got some niggas like that too. They net them fucked up a lot of niggas' careers. Niggas be talented, knowing that they can out rap certain niggas, this and that and this and that. And them niggas get stuck in their body like a nigga owe them, like.
And then the less talented.
Y'all don't hear me? I'm rapping! Bruh, you're missing something else. Something else gotta go with that.
The less talented nigga trots along and works way harder. Not saying non talented, but the less talented nigga comes along and works 100 times harder and be that.
Yes, with no goddamn resentment. No motherfucking entitlement. Mm-hmm. None of that type of shit. Niggas just taking what come with this shit.
He putting in a lot of effort.
You know what I'm saying?
They told Steph Curry, no, it's not going to happen. You're to this, you're to that, you're to that. It's not going to happen. Now look. Put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Steph Curry would have been goddamn still wherever he from, just shooting, jumping from way back far in the neighborhood. Like, man, they need to come get me for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
They say they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, a daily podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Every weekday, we bring you conversations with the culture makers who inspire us.
Like our recent episode with Hollywood royalty Regina and Raina King. We talked about the creative power of women's relationships.
I feel like, thank God for women, like, especially when it comes to Black women, the way we lean on our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, our friends, we're just each other's pulse. I mean, it's molecular, you know?
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, listener. I'm Carol Fisher, the host of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister. I'm so excited for you to hear the brand new season where we're uncovering a 35-year-old mystery. But for those of you who didn't hear season one or just want to listen to it again, you can now get access to all episodes of that first season of The Girlfriends 100% ad-free through the iHeart True Crime Plus subscription, which is available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. You'll also get access to every single episode of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, ad-free and 1 week early, only available to iHeart True Crime Plus subscribers. So what are you waiting for? Head to Apple Podcasts, search for iHeart True Crime Plus, and subscribe today.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage, for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this day and time, this life we live in now, you know what I'm saying, this social media life, you can have $1 billion. Like, that's that nigga. Like, only certain people know that's that nigga. Mm. But you can come in a room with a nigga who ain't got no money, but arrogant or cocky or whatever you say, and people will say that's the nigga. Yeah. And be looking at you because you ain't popping it. You being humble.
No, that confidence get contagious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people start look at you like that. You got to say it sometime. Like, when Lil Wayne said it, it's like, damn, that nigga might be the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he was popping it.
It puts you in the ranks of it, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you got to pop it. You got it. Like you said, you got to have that confidence. It starts, sure. Yeah. If you want other people to see you as confident, they got to see. Like, when a nigga get on stage and performing, I can look at him in the eyes and see if he scared of he really bought this shit. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You can see the confidence.
Man, we got a shit show. So, you know, we be seeing that shit. Even in the audition, we be telling them folks, hey, man, even if this shit whack, you can make it hard.
Yeah.
Confidence change anything. Confidence, like I said, a nigga coming in motherfucker and be telling a lie to us. But the way he tell it to us,
yeah.
Like a nigga coming in motherfucker with so much confidence, like I'm telling you, next year at the time, y'all gonna woo 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 woo.
Yeah.
Depends on how he's selling and how he look to us. He gonna walk out of the motherfucker and be like, nah, shout on this shit. He gonna be that.
Yeah.
Facts.
You can see that coming.
You know what I'm saying? We can already see that, but we can also see What do you see in this?
so over exaggerating. At that time, technically, by the definition she read, at that time he hadn't done it yet. So he arrogant right then, right?
Right then he's arrogant.
Right then he
right
arrogant.
Then he then arrogant.
Until he prove it. Then
he arrogant with confidence.
Yeah, I like that. He arrogant with confidence.
I feel like it's level though. I feel like it's confidence, arrogance, cockiness. Yeah. Cockiness is you run around 10 years rapping cockiness around the city. Man, I'm the nigga. Whatever. Bro, disrespectful bro. Too. These niggas ain't shit. He can't even rap. Now you just super cuckoo. And you know them exist too. That's the way I look at it.
I don't feel like nothing wrong with neither one of them being real.
Whatever works for the individual.
Like, I don't feel like nothing be wrong with being arrogant if you
got them
exaggerating something that you know you're going to be. Basically, that's what we say arrogance is, right? If a nigga that make it to that.
Mm-hmm. So like when Jacquees said he the king of R&B.
He got to validate this.
That confidence or arrogance?
We know it's confidence and arrogance.
It's arrogant, but he's singing like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, what he's saying that to say his arrogance going to turn into
confidence.
Arrogant confidence. Confidence, arrogant.
I feel like you said, you got to be that, though.
You got
feel
to
feel like
bro.
That to manifest it into this reality. Like,
don't come in the game to lose, for sure.
Like,
you don't come in the game to lose.
Gay. I'm the king of the South, nigga. Y'all going to respect it or check it.
It's just
like,
some people
going to
say it, but
like
even the people who don't say it think it.
Yeah. So but I'm saying, why say arrogant got to be a bad thing? Or why just because a nigga being arrogant? And the definition to me is wrong.
Yeah, I don't like that definition.
I don't like it either.
Yeah. I don't like that definition, bro, because it's saying like a nigga delusional. How?
You gotta be.
I see this shit. Y'all just don't. I'm a visionary, really.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's a visionary, unless nigga having no motion.
Kanye West says, I'm a fashion mogul, right? Hasn't really been proven yet. He's arrogant. Right?
How did they make me prove?
No, I'm talking about
at the time
some years ago. 10, 15 years ago, whatever.
But now
he was first saying, I'm a fashion mogul. I'm finna go to Paris and help them design this shit. And everybody's like, this nigga has lost it. Mm-hmm. He's arrogant. He's lost it. Then fast forward, he becomes that, right? Well, I guess what I'm getting at is some of that shit, like we're saying, is necessary because we know the power of the tongue, so it's manifestation. It has to happen.
At the time when you're saying it, and
not necessarily got the receipts yet, but you got the money to go shot.
Again, when you chose it, you know you chose it.
You got to think.
Because some niggas do that shit like, he's saying this shit with the force that he, yeah, that's confident.
You confident.
You saying that shit with the force that he know he, bro, the nigga that I am, I know what I'm finna do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm confident.
You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, I'm already there.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to show y'all. And then y'all finna come back and say, that nigga already knew what he was. Mm-hmm. Before that boy dropped them first albums or whatever, he knew he was going to be big. He knew he was going to be a big producer. He knew he was going to be a big rapper. You knew this nigga went to gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
What's that? That's arrogance.
Nah, he's a he's a Kanye.
Yeah,
he just said yay.
Yeah, I already know.
He put his mind to it.
Yeah,
he
already had set in his mind what he finna do and what he gonna be and what it is.
Everybody up there done figured it out, though. They all kind of done did that. Ye done did it on some other shit, but like, Jay done did it, Diddy done did it, 50 done did it.
For sure.
Who hasn't done it? Like, all they done figure something out.
Yeah.
They done figure out how to speak something and what it's going to take to be at least somewhat successful in it. You know what I mean?
You got to speak it, man.
Yeah, you got to. So basically, what we saying is, you really a damn fool if you ain't Eric.
Ain't no way around the arrogance.
Yeah.
You got to go through the
arrogance. If you're not,
it's only a matter of you say it or not say it. Some people is just in their head and they just not gonna say it.
Yeah,
but I don't think nobody comes to the game. Nobody comes to the game to lose.
Yeah, niggas that wake up and be like, "Well, shit, I'm just regular."
Right.
I'm gonna be regular.
Yeah. I'm the 100,000 best rapper ever, man. That's cool,
man. Look, when you step on that shit show stage, you gotta already feel like I'm the hot-hearted motherfucker in this building. Whether I proved it or not,
even if they throw shit at me,
you know what I'm saying?
Even if they throw shit at me, then y'all tripping, man. Like, I don't seen that at shit show too before, like, man. Y'all motherfuckers tripping, man. Y'all don't even know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That's the confidence you're going
to
need.
And you can't let nobody break your confidence. No. Or let nobody tell you too arrogant. You can't.
Yeah.
So then when you alter being you or being what they're doing, they're really setting really up
being,
doubt.
Yeah, and you're really being disingenuous to yourself.
No, you're setting up doubt.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. You're putting that doubt in your head. Like you said, you're being disingenuous to how you truly feel you are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You doubt it, this shit ain't going to work.
Like Mike Tyson stepping in that ring, he said he already knew he won. Like when he coming down the ring, I'm already, you know what I'm saying? You got to feel like that. So you got to be a little arrogant. Ain't no way around it. So, nah.
See, yeah, Mike Tyson was cocky sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Where Tyson tell them nigga, bro.
Where he came from, he had to be, though.
Yeah, bro. That nigga, he was different. That nigga animal, bro.
Yeah.
He was letting the nigga know, bro, I'm finna fuck over you, bro. You shouldn't have got in him.
Yeah. So should we just get rid of humbleness then? I like cocky arrogance and confidence. I need a
people
little bit of all
humble.
Three.
I think a lot of shit, positive affirmation, positive stuff about myself. I just don't say it. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that either.
Being humble.
If you could get in my brain, you might think I'm arrogant, but I just don't feel like saying it.
Yeah.
But you may think that you not saying it. Your body language show it.
Yeah.
My screen got me bougie here, bro. When we go out of town, we saying bougie shit. We doing all bougie and fight, like.
Yeah, he said it.
Bougie ain't got nothing to do with arrogant, bro.
Bougie, huh?
Bougie ain't got nothing to do with arrogant.
So bougie don't have nothing to do with arrogant. Your confidence and it puts you on the road.
So bougie ain't got nothing to do with arrogant.
No, hell no. That nigga can be arrogant as hell, don't have shit.
Yeah.
Arrogant head don't have shit, but nigga can't be bougie as hell. And not the arrogant.
No, Boozy is definitely arrogant's cousin, bro.
They yeah, that shit together, bro.
Yeah, they are.
That
shit together. What's Boozy? Like, they got a definition of Boozy. Like,
get your phone, y'all. Y'all look up these words.
Boozy kind of is.
Boozy don't make you arrogant.
I'm feeling like I'm superior to
everyone. What's stiff?
Stiff is just, I am who I am.
That's what I'm saying. If you are who you are,
they're arrogant too.
Oh, well, okay, cool.
Stiff, arrogant, bougie, arrogant.
Bougie people feel like they're
bougie
serious to others.
Hey, bougie is
stiff.
I guess they all
the same shit.
Bougie is exhibiting qualities attributed to the middle class, especially pretentiousness or conventionality.
Oh, no, that ain't it.
What the urban?
We need another one.
Yeah, let me read urban, huh?
High class.
Yeah, you feel like you high class. I'm better than everybody else.
Nah, that ain't bougie. Bougie didn't say that nothing in there said I'm better than everybody else.
Think they are high class, but they're really not or don't realize that they
are. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know what's wrong with them words right there.
Yeah.
Okay, you want me to read the examples?
Nah, because like you are bougie. If you eating at some bougie shit or participating in some bougie shit, you're not making it up. You're not pretending, like. You're in the moment. It's happening. You see what I'm saying?
Nah, that's why I say I don't. We really need to goddamn get another dictionary. We need to just start making our own.
Might have to.
Then we gotta come together as a collective.
We might have to
and make our own definition. A big fast dictionary.
Like she said, they made them. We got the right to make
because that shit don't even make sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
A lot of this shit don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought bougie just meant. You operating at high frequency.
Hold on now, but that sometimes they might call a girl over there acting bougie.
Acting bougie and being bougie is
two different things.
Yeah.
Right. The state of and the state. Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
I know some nigga that don't, bruh, Pluto, that nigga is the most bougie street nigga you ever. He brought that to the rap game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when we were poor, nigga was eating five stars. We been piece this shit up.
Yeah.
So if like, I'm just coming like that. This how I'm coming.
If a nigga,
I like my bitches a certain way. I like my clothes a certain way. Like,
astronaut kid.
Yeah, that's just how some niggas just like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So is that bougie though?
I'm just saying I thought that was like elite. Like, not elite, but like. Hey man, I just like things how I like things, and I'm not going for nothing.
Snobbish.
Yeah, it's like snobbish, like clean forkish.
Yeah.
It ain't everything right.
Gotta
it
be
ain't
top tier.
Put my shit in some water. Bring some hot water out.
Yeah, like yeah. I don't drink tap water.
Yeah, like
bougie.
Bring $300.
I don't drink tap water either.
I am so glad Raj can't comment right now.
Nah, I feel you. Bring me some water. I see a fingerprint on the glass. Can you bring me another one?
Put some gloves on to get my shit.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, don't even touch my shit.
That's me too.
Bougie with it.
With your poor ass fingers. Like, please don't.
I ain't going that far.
That's cocky.
That's cocky.
That's cocky. One thing about a bougie nigga, he gonna be already there to where they gonna bring some shit, no fingerprints, no nothing anyway. The places he gonna be at.
Yeah.
A bougie nigga, the place he's gonna eat at, and the place he's gonna be at, they already come with 5-star service also. 8-star service.
Yeah. He ain't gonna go to Popeye complaining.
If I'm going to Popeye's, I know I'm just going to Popeye's in the field.
To get a regular meat.
My regular meat is in the store. Like, bring the store to my... store is in my condo when I get... Like, when I get to a city, the whole store is there. Like, everything in my size is at the... I take what I want, send it... Like, that's living bougie. That's just what niggas... I ain't walking in no store. They bringing the whole store, standing up in the room next to mine. The whole thing. Yeah. Everything that's in my size is here.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep it all or I can send back what I want, whatever. Back.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That screen. Damn. You pulling up with
speak it. Please speak it. Please speak
it. What'd you say,
Kay? I wonder who you
speak it.
No, I'm just saying. There's a lot of niggas like that, though.
I feel like we're supposed to have it all.
But that's not arrogant?
Nah, because it's not false reality.
That's humble arrogance.
No, see, arrogant, that's not a false reality. I'm not saying anything about myself.
Speaks volume too, right?
True.
Right.
Your body language.
Your body language and how you, like...
Yeah.
Just because a motherfucker bring you some shit to your table and you look at that glass, she know you looked at them fingerprint.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me take this back. His fingerprints on there.
Yeah.
You can be arrogant without saying, like a nigga, like, hey, man, what the hell going on with that shit? You wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Do I have shit. A policy?
Or you can get it. You can get it. Like, this is what most bougie people do. Get it? Like, let her see. Like, I ain't got to say this. Oh, let me take that back.
Yeah, like, bitch, you don't.
You ain't had to say it. You just looking at it. You ain't said nothing. You just
like, just
at
hold it
it
up. Like,
what? Okay. Being a little bougie, man.
Everybody's supposed to be. You like, gotta.
I took a girl on a date one time. She was like, she said, "Some people might do this. Put hot water on the utensils before, like a cup. Bring a cup full of hot water."
That's what I
just said.
That's what I just said.
You gotta bring hot water and lemons.
I
just said that. Yeah. Like some people
hot water, lemons, and
hot water and lemon.
That just you just want shit to be sanitary.
You want your shit to be clean.
COVID, like what the hell?
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't know, bro. I just
that too.
You said what? Oh yeah, you can do that.
See, I don't feel right eating with plastic.
Man, look,
I'm finna start doing that more. What? Cause I don't be doing that.
Doing what?
The hot water shit?
None of that shit. Never. I just got them. Hand it him.
Straight in.
But sometimes I be thinking about, like, damn, how many people in the city done sucked on this same fork? What I'm saying?
I ain't never looked at it like
damn, everybody with all type of shit in their mouth. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They're supposed to wash it now.
Yeah, they wash it, but like you said, it just psychologically make you feel better when you see this soaking in that hot water yourself. Yeah. Like, I see this.
You can go crazy, though.
I don't know what y'all did back those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what I just did with it. Yeah, I know. I just cleaned
it. Yeah, I just did it. It's for my own self-assurance, goddamn. You feel me? But nah, I don't think that booty. I just want it. Like you said, we in COVID area, man. Like, I just got to make sure this shit scraped. You feel me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, moral of the story is, Jay.
Moral of the story is, man.
Jay,
pumpkin nuts up.
Jay,
pop your shit.
Pop your shit, man.
You said I'm bougie.
Yeah.
How am I bougie?
No, you be.
I have had the pleasure of now sitting down to eat with Jade, and she is definitely bougie.
Jason, she don't eat.
Make sure y'all bring my croutons before you bring my salad, or I'm gonna tear this bitch up.
She killed a fail. Sorry, I don't drink water.
Because I asked for bottled water, I'm bougie.
That's rude. That's not bougie. That's really being rude.
Rude because I asked for
if
bottled
water. If you did water. It like how he said you did.
That's how she do it.
No, if they're coming to bring the bottled water before they even have to sit it down and try to pick it back up, how you doing, sweetheart? Can you please bring me a bottled water? I don't drink tap water.
Nah, that ain't how you see it.
Can you bring me some bottled water? I don't drink tap water.
We eat all the time. They be already coming to the table with the water. You stop them. She down there. We about to drop it and shit. I'm like, hey, you don't know. Pour out the lady hand. Sorry, I don't drink that.
Extra.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Hey, I don't drink tap water either, Jay.
I'm be thirsty. I just go straight in. I don't give a fuck. Give me some more ice.
Be yourself once again. Another edition.
Pop your shit. Stay arrogant, man.
Facts.
Yeah, because that's the only way you're going to speak that shit into existence.
That's the only way.
Yeah. But don't be delusional.
Don't be delusional.
Don't be delusional.
Don't be sitting on the couch popping your shit and you sit on the couch.
And what the other word?
Man, we talking about words.
I done definitely been everything it was. I done been delusional. Cognizant. Yeah, damn. Confident. Arrogant. Cocky. I done been everything, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But what the one that I'm trying to kick out of that shit is the delusion part. Yeah. That's out of all those words that we just said, delusion and cocky.
Delusional is the most detrimental.
Well, not even cocky. Yeah, delusion is the most detrimental.
You know what, though? Not to rewind, though, but some of the people we talking about, like, your delusion can sometimes become reality. It can.
Hey, if you start believing in your bullshit too much or too
long. I'm saying like your delusion could, I feel you on that, but your delusion can become a reality. Think about the beginning for all these people. I understand the confidence and shit, but think about the beginning for like whatever, Kanye or whoever. Like if their delusion that as a little kid was, I'm finna be this, this, and that, and that, and that, and that, and that, and that in their head, and they never thought anything otherwise. They were delusional, right?
Oh, I said you kind of gotta be that. You gotta be out, like.
So that's wrong.
But I don't think that was being delusional. I think that was just being confident.
In your head, when you're a little kid, if you have this fantasy playing off in your head of how you're going to be a professional football or basketball athlete,
so that's delusional.
A little bit of delusion.
That's not an aspiration.
That's an aspiration for sure. But I'm saying somebody could kick you down and say you ain't finna be there. You're not being realistic. Do you know the chances of you being able to do that? You're being delusional. What I'm saying is some people might be.
My chances of what the fuck.
I agree.
So, I feel like that goes to things without what you
said. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well, www.bigfactspod.com it is, and.
Salute.
So.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch. Big Man and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.